Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Polonia strikes out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Polonia. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Jacoby moves to third. Upshaw moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Canseco throws the ball into Weiss, who tags Bando trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jacoby scores. Upshaw scores. It's 3-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGwire strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Francona batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Javier. Hall reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. Carter goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gallego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallego moves to third. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polonia is 0 for 1 in the game. Polonia strikes out. 1 out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. 1 out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Carter steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallego strikes out. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polonia is 0-for-2 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw strikes out. 1 out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Canseco moves to third. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Canseco scores. Steinbach moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard now playing second base. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Polonia is 0 for 3 in the game. Polonia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 3 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss scores. Polonia moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Doug Jones now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive to left field. Hall throws towards the plate. Bando fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bando. Polonia scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Ron Hassey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hasse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford pinch hits for Glenn Hubbard. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carney Lansford now playing third base. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. 1 out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 0-for-4 in the game. Washington strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 0-for-4 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Weiss strikes out. 1 out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Polonia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0-for-4 in the game. Javier strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.